Raise your hand if you are tired of cleaning and it feels like an all-day nonstop job. My name is Lucretia and I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old that stay home with me all day. I homeschool my 5-year-old and I also run this business. I work from home mom, so I make these YouTube videos, I edit them. I have a printable shop that I create the printables for, and I only work while the kids are sleeping. I have a lot on my plate, and I don't want cleaning to take over my life, although it very well could. So I have been very intentional about finding ways to simplify my cleaning process because I value a clean home. It makes me feel more sane when my home is clean. I'm not as stressed, I'm not as anxious. And so I really want to have my home be clean, but I don't want to spend hours cleaning it. And so if you feel the same way, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 ways that I use to simplify my cleaning process so that cleaning no longer feels like an all-day, nonstop job, and I'm able to enjoy a clean home without spending hours cleaning. Let's hop into the first way that I like to use to simplify my cleaning process. And for me, that is using simple cleaning supplies. So cleaning supplies that are easy to use. So a lightweight vacuum. That has been essential for my cleaning process. So we just use a small vacuum that even my 1-year-old was able to use. So it's very lightweight. She can push it herself. She can put it back up in the pantry. And I'll link to it in the description for you, the little vacuum that we use. It was like maybe 30 bucks, 20 bucks, something like that. So it didn't cost a lot. And my kids are able to grab the vacuum and clean up their own messes. And so that makes things a lot easier so that I'm not the one that has to like go behind them and clean up everything. That is one thing that I like to do is make sure that I'm using simple cleaning supplies. We used to have a really big, bulky vacuum, and I didn't want a vacuum because it was just such a hassle trying to get it out of the closet and then like trying to figure out where to store it. And then I'd have to take it across the house to vacuum the carpet because we don't have carpet in all of our rooms. And so it just made the cleaning process more difficult. But whenever I'm using lightweight cleaning supplies and cleaning supplies that are easy to use, and they're easy to access. So keeping like a caddy of like all of my cleaning supplies in one little area, doing simple things like that is one way that you can speed up and simplify the cleaning process so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming. And along with the process of simplifying your cleaning supplies, another thing that I did was that I started really focusing on using multi-purpose cleaners or multi-surface cleaners so that I didn't have to switch between different types of sprays to clean different things. So like I can use the same spray on the mirror in the bathroom that I use on the countertops and in the sinks. And so I'm not having to switch between all of these different cleaning supplies. I can just basically grab like one or two things and clean most of the surfaces. So that makes it really easy whenever I don't have to worry about, okay, what do I use to clean the mirrors? What do I need to use to clean the countertops? I just grab one thing and I can use that on multiple surfaces. So another thing that I would do is make sure that I am decluttering old cleaning supplies. So I don't want a bunch of multi-purpose sprays and microfiber cloths and sponges and other things like that that I'm not even using anymore, but they're just sitting around gathering up bacteria and dust. So I make sure that I go through regularly, maybe like every 3 months or so, just to check that I'm still using the cleaning supplies. And then if I'm not using them anymore, then I'll get rid of them. We shifted into using more natural style cleaners, so being more organic. So we switched from like the Lysol and Clorox and all those types of brands into more of like the Miss Myers and the Method cleaners and Seventh Generation, like those types of brands. And so I got rid of all of the other things that we were no longer using. So that's just another way to simplify your cleaning process is just to make sure that you're getting rid of things that you are no longer using. So it's not just sitting there gathering up space and making it harder for you to access the supplies that you actually do use. So that's the first thing that I do to simplify my cleaning process is that I use easy to use cleaning supplies. So that's the first step. The second way that I simplify my cleaning process is I like to batch my cleaning tasks. So what batching means is that I do a similar task throughout the house. So for example, if I am going to clean the countertops in the bathroom, I'll go ahead and clean the countertops in the other bathroom. I'll go ahead and clean the countertops in the kitchen as well. So I just make sure that I'm cleaning all of these different surfaces throughout the house rather than just like cleaning the countertops in the bathroom, then sweeping the bathroom, and then I move to a different area and repeat the process all over again. I prefer to just rather go through the house while I'm already cleaning the countertops and I already have the items that I need to to do that task. I'd rather just go through the house and do that entire task for everything, and then I can move on to a different task. So then if I move on to, let's say, sweeping, then I'll sweep the kitchen, I'll sweep the bathrooms, I'll sweep the foyer. And so I'll just go through the house and sweep the areas that need to be swept while I have the broom out. And so that's what batching means. I'm just doing similar tasks throughout the house rather than just doing this one task in this one room and then doing the same task in a different room later on. I'm not just switching between all of these different tasks. And I like to batch because studies have shown that whenever you switch between tasks, it takes your brain a while to catch on to, we're no longer doing this task, we're doing something else. And so that can actually make you be less efficient and move slower because your brain is like, okay, we're no longer doing the countertops anymore. Now we're sweeping. Okay, let's get in that mode so that we can do this task. And then now you're switching tasks again. And so each time you switch a task, your brain has to comprehend what is happening. So it's easier for me to just go ahead and clean these countertops here, clean these countertops here, clean the table, because I'm going to use the exact same cleaner that I'm using for the countertops to clean the table as well. My brain isn't having to switch between all of these different tasks. It pretty much knows, like, okay, we're just doing this same task over here, doing the same task over here. Now we're going to this room to do the same task again. And so it makes me move faster and I'm able to get more done because I'm not constantly switching between all of these different tasks and having to get these different supplies out over and over again. The third thing that I like to do to simplify my cleaning process is I like to use the 2-minute rule. And I use this for a hit of dopamine for my brain or like a quick win. And so the 2-minute rule is any task that is going to take you less than 2 minutes, just go ahead and do it. So examples of the 2-minute rule could be putting all of the dirty dishes from the kitchen countertop into the sink. Like that can take you just less than 2 minutes. Go ahead and get that done. Another example could be switching the clothes from the washer to the dryer. So that doesn't take very long. So instead of just putting it off and thinking about it and thinking about how you're going to do it later, just go ahead and do it, get it over with. So those are just a few examples of how the 2-minute rule can help you get more done. And if anything in your home is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, and it's just replaying in your brain, you keep telling yourself like, oh, I need to do that, I'm going to do it later. And then, oh, I'm going to do that. Like you just keep forgetting to do it, or you just don't do it because you think you're going to do it later. The 2-minute rule says that anything that can take you less than 2 minutes to get it done, go ahead and get it done so that you can just move on and free up that brain space so you don't have to keep thinking about how you're going to do it. And it's not giving you this anxiety because it's just another task on this long list of things you have to do. If it's going to take you less than 2 minutes, go ahead and do it and get it over with. Move on with your day. The fourth way that I like to simplify my cleaning process is that I like to delegate and prioritize my cleaning tasks, because when there's a long list of things that you need to get done, it can feel really overwhelming and you have no idea where to start. Like everything needs to get done. Everything needs to get done right now. Where do I start? And so I have that feeling a lot. And so I've really focused on delegating tasks, which just means handing off the responsibility of the task to someone else. So instead of me doing it, my husband can do it. Or instead of me doing it, my daughter can do it. So that is delegating. And then with prioritizing, I'm just figuring out if this task really needs to be done today. And if you need help with prioritizing your tasks, there are cheat sheets inside of the Productivity Power Pack. And there are also a couple of different cleaning checklists that will help you simplify your cleaning process so you can know exactly what to clean. So I have like my daily cleaning process that I use for like high traffic areas. So you can grab that in the Productivity Power Pack. I'll have it in the description for you below. Delegating and prioritizing tasks can really take a lot off of your plate, because whenever you're delegating, it's something that you are no longer doing. One thing that I used to do was clean the kitchen every evening before we went to bed, but it was starting to feel really overwhelming because I was cleaning the kitchen, I was cleaning up the toys in the living room and cleaning the living room and cleaning like the bathrooms. And, you know, I was just doing all of this stuff and I was trying to rush around to get everything done by myself. And so I went to my husband and told him, like, I need help keeping the house clean. We both work from home, so we're both here all day together. And so I was like, I need help keeping the house clean. Do you want me to hire a maid or do you just want to help for free? So he took the free option. So now he cleans the kitchen in the evening and then I pick up toys with the girls in the living room. And so we all work together to keep our home clean instead of me just doing everything by myself. And so every evening, what we do is he cleans the kitchen, I clean the living room, and we really just focus on those high traffic areas, which for most homes would be the kitchen, the living room, and like the main bathroom that everyone uses. And so those are the high traffic areas that we tend to focus on whenever we are cleaning up. Those are the areas that I include inside of the cleaning checklist that you'll get with the Productivity Power Pack, because I think that those are the areas that whenever they feel clean, it just makes you feel better. Like, you're not as stressed when the kitchen is clean, when you know, like, the dishes are in the dishwasher, the dishwasher is running, like, it's just like a load off. So it just makes me feel less anxious and less overwhelmed when my kitchen is clean, or whenever I'm like relaxing on the couch and there's not toys scattered across the living room. Like, I can actually see the living room floor. So those things like that actually make me feel less stressed, make me feel less anxious. Even focusing on the kitchen and the living room, I have a list of tasks that you can do in both of those rooms to help you keep them more clean, but you're not going to spend like hours cleaning your kitchen, hours cleaning your living room. It's just like a high level clean that'll make you feel less anxious and less overwhelmed. And the fifth thing that I like to do to simplify my cleaning process is I like to create micro habits. And with micro habits, these are habits that are super easy to accomplish. They don't take a lot of motivation or convincing to get them done. You don't have to like persuade yourself to do them because they feel so easy. So an example of a micro habit would be like going around the house at night and putting all of the dirty dishes in the sink. So that way it's easier for you to either wash them by hand, or it's easier for you to put them in the dishwasher. Or if you're using step number four, you're going to delegate that task anyway. So you're not the one doing it, but it'll be easier for the person that does the dishes to get them done. They don't have to go around the house gathering everything up. All of the dishes are in the sink ready to be done. And so if you watch the video that I did a couple of weeks ago, it's about 7 easy homemaking habits that'll help you have a cleaner home. And I talk about 7 micro habits that you can start today that'll help your home feel cleaner, look cleaner. It'll give you less stress, less anxiety. And so definitely go watch that video just to get a start on these micro habits so that you can have a cleaner home that doesn't take you hours to clean. So those are the 5 simple ways that I use to simplify my cleaning process. If you need somewhere to get started, you feel completely overwhelmed and you want an easier way to get started keeping your home clean, make sure that you go to the description and grab the Productivity Power Pack. It not only includes those cleaning checklists, but it also has a short training video about how to add more structure to your day without time blocking and without schedules. And so it'll help you, not only will it give you the cleaning checklist, but it'll help you make time to actually clean. So if you are looking for a simple way to get started keeping your home cleaner, head to the description and grab that Productivity Power Pack, and I will talk to you later.